Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Articles of impeachment for Director of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas did not last very long in the U.S. Senate. But it doesn't change some of the massive issues that are going on at the border. And that, and Israel, Ukraine, the election, a whole bunch of stuff to cover with Senator Chris Murphy here. Happy to have him on the program when we can. Senator Murphy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Let me give a little preface here because I don't want to go backward in the sense that, listen, the Republicans aren't going to do anything on the border between now and the election because there's a political issue. It's too juicy for them. I could also counter that, you know, why did Democrats or the White House wait 2 years to make it a forefront issue? What I'm curious about with the dynamic that it is, why, and again, like this way to get rid of Mayorkas is something I don't agree with either, but why not force him to step down? Why not have a fresh face in there that shows, sends a signal that they know there's a problem? Like, I don't understand why the White House or the caucus or whoever doesn't say, listen, we think you've done okay, but if you have, if you think that, but maybe it's time for a fresh face, a fresh piece of leadership here to show that we recognize there's a massive problem. We want to do something about it.
Well, my answer to that question is because the issue is not leadership. The issue is the broken laws of this country. No matter who the leader of the Department of Homeland Security is, they can't invent the resources that you need in order to adequately patrol the border. We just don't have enough border patrol agents right now. No matter who the leader of the agency is, you can't fix the broken asylum system where people come here and get to stay in the United States sometimes for 10 years before their claim is heard. You need to expedite the asylum system so that those decisions are made in a couple weeks.
So there's absolutely no way to be more aggressive under current laws. We're doing the absolute maximum we could under existing legislation that's been passed.
Well, there's certainly policy choices that you could make that the president has chosen not to make, right? One of them is, you know, the old policy of essentially forcing people to wait in very inhumane, dangerous conditions on the Mexican side and make them apply there. President Biden decided that, you know, that just simply wasn't, you know, wasn't the moral thing to do for families that were being taken advantage of financially and sexually by predator cartels in those Mexican camps. So, you know, I'm not saying there aren't choices you could make that are different. Biden has, you know, chosen a course where you're treating migrants humanely, but he doesn't have the resources to handle the numbers of people who were showing up back in December. Right now, the numbers are, you know, much lower. Right now, there's, you know, maybe a couple thousand people showing up a day. We have the resources to handle that. But if the numbers get back up to where they were at the end of last year, you just need more resources and better law. And obviously, you know, Brian, that's what I did. I wrote the toughest border, the border security law in the last 40 years, one that a lot of Democrats didn't support. I thought it was the right thing, and unfortunately, Republicans rejected it.
Yeah, I mean, my only issue with that, and I didn't read the whole thing, so I'm talking, you know, you can call me out. The $5,000 a day to have some of the stuff kicked in was a little bit high for me, but I totally understand that there was a bipartisan bill on the table, and it did not make it. And I also recognize whether it's this or Gaza or Ukraine, these are nuanced issues, and in 8 to 10 minutes, it's really impossible to break it all down. So I totally recognize all that. We're talking with Senator Chris Murphy here on Brian and Company. You know, we just had a guest on who writes for CT Insider that told us that the anti-Semitic incidents, according to the ADL in Connecticut, are up 170%, and it's the highest, you know, jump since they recorded this stuff starting in 1979. And as it relates to Israel, I think it's a really tough spot because I don't understand why you can't be somewhat critical of what Israel's doing now, and you're somehow labeled anti-Israel. And I don't know what the next step is. And I think Iran's trying to bait Israel because sentiment against Israel is at its worst maybe ever since 48. I don't know. And so what needs to happen here? I mean, you can't solve this in one interview, but like, where are you on this issue?
Well, but let's just stay on this question of anti-Semitism because it's a huge issue in Connecticut right now. And it is just true that Jewish communities are feeling really vulnerable today. You know, so are many Muslim communities because they've been targeted as well. You know, one of the things that I've led on is to try to build bipartisan support to get more funding to Jewish community centers, synagogues, but also, you know, Muslim centers for more security, for security upgrades, for personnel. There's a program in the federal government that does that. Right after October 7th, I built a bipartisan coalition to push for increased money, and hopefully this bill that's moving through the House this weekend, the National Security Supplemental, will include some additional money. That's going to bring peace of mind, but also real physical security for a lot of these communities. Yeah, you're right, Brian. I mean, you know, just like it's not, you know, unpatriotic to criticize the American government, it's not anti-Semitic to criticize a particular Israeli government, a particular Israeli policy. But a lot of people cross the line. And there are, unfortunately, a lot of people in Connecticut and across the country who, you know, are pretty outwardly supporting Hamas, which is a brutal terrorist organization. But that's the kind of stuff that we can't permit in the United States, and we have to call it out.
Does Netanyahu need to go, like the Mayorkas question, like just to have something have changed to show that, you know, I don't know. It just seems that even in Israel, there's some issues there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a question for the Israeli people to make. Obviously, I have had a lot of issues with Netanyahu over the years. One of the things he has done in the last few months is to really make a hard turn on a Palestinian state. I think anybody who knows the Middle East knows that there's never going to be peace for Israel or for anybody else unless the Palestinians have a country of their own. And Netanyahu is now saying that that's off the table. I think that's a disaster. And my hope is that the Israeli people will choose a leader that is you know, going to take Hamas seriously, but is also going to accept that you can never have peace if the Palestinians don't have a country.
Yeah. Senator Chris Murphy joining us here on Brian and Company on WTIC News Talk 1080. You know, since we got to do the whip around, since we don't have an extended amount of time, as it relates to Ukraine, it seems very obvious that the tide of the war is turning because Ukraine doesn't have resources. Number one, they don't have resources from the United States. What's going to happen, and is it potentially too late?
It's not too late, but there's been a lot of damage done. The House of Representatives looks like they're moving forward finally this weekend on processing aid for Ukraine, aid for Israel as well, humanitarian aid that'll go to Gaza and other places. They're going to send that to the Senate if they can pass it, and we'll turn it around as quickly as we can. You know, the lines have not fundamentally shifted inside Russia, but Ukraine is weak right now. And so once this money is approved, we're going to have to very quickly get artillery to them, get interceptors so that they can stop the missiles that are being fired into Ukrainian cities. It's absolutely not too late. This will be a shot in the arm for the Ukrainians if we get this done, but we got to get it done this weekend because in a couple of weeks it will be too late.
Can you explain to listeners, voters in Connecticut, like why, you know, one side wants to couple the funding together, wants the border attached to it. Like, why is one way the right way and one way the wrong way to go about? These are all three issues that need to be addressed. Should they be separate? Can they be together? Like, why is that an issue here?
Well, you know, I just think that there are a handful of national security challenges, and we should get those all done together. The worry is that if you did Israel aid without Ukraine aid, you'd never get Israel aid done. So I think a lot of people on both sides of the aisle have said, let's do those two things together. You know, Republicans early on said, let's put border in there. And I said, okay. Right? I sat down and negotiated an incredibly tough border policy bill that, as you mentioned, you know, would have allowed the president to shut down the border and would have dramatically reformed the asylum process to get those claims done in weeks and months. I was hopeful that we were going to do immigration and border reform as part of this package. It was Republicans in the end who decided that they wanted to make this just Ukraine, Israel, humanitarian aid. So that's the direction we're heading in. I was ready to, you know, make border part of this. I thought that would have, you know, been good for the country in the end, but we'll have to wait for another day to deal with that issue, probably after the election.
We appreciate the time. You didn't get to Arizona, did you, to watch any of the?
I did. I did my first. I mean, you know, I'm a diehard fan, but I've never been to a Final Four, so I got to my first Final Four. It was awesome. That team's just a juggernaut.
Yeah, it's weird how huge the it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's a basketball game. You know, it's just such a huge venue. I mean, it's really incredible. Thanks, Senator. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.